about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I can help you navigate the toxicity of this male culture which is encroaching on our feminist island. I mean, for instance, there is something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
We have work to do.
I just want to say, f*** you, bro. You're a piece of f***. You're here for the wrong reasons.
Am I in hell? I deserve this.
Still punching the clock, huh?
With all the romance of two lumberjacks chopping wood. Thank God for KY.
I don't know where I am!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, hello.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hello.
Roll another one.
Enrique? Hello.
Just like the other one.
Hello, everyone.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Hello.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
I think I'm high.
Roll another one.
Hello, Canada.
Just like the other
Hello
one.
To everybody in London. Tokyo.
This one seems to be about this man.
Hello.
And I don't have another cent.
Oh, good. Here we all are, together again.
Hello.
But the whole can't join. Just pass it around.
Yeah. Dot, hello.
And the whole guard can't join, my friend.
You had me at hello. And now.
There was like a lot of toilet paper, a lot of Vaseline all over the handles of doors. There were chickens.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. It is Friday morning, the 21st of February.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So our lives have changed forever. There's before you found out about potato skins and then after you found out about potato skins.
Now I'm nervous that I've tasted skin that I'll need it every night and then I'll be roaming the streets and...
Develop a thirst for it, sure.
Mm-hmm. So you went out of your way yesterday after we were so very wrong about nobody eats potato skin.
We had so much confidence. Allie and I were absolutely sure that Wendy Williams eating the skin of a potato, of a baked potato, was disgusting.
Right.
And she even kind of hinted to the idea that it's sort of disgusting. She was like, I eat the skin. Who would clap if you eat the skin? And so we were like, ew, imagine doing that. And then Allie and I found out the hard way.
Kevin not only does it, he gleefully does it, which shocked us to our core.
Couldn't believe that I did it.
Yeah. And then social media.
Oh, everyone else.
Apparently everybody does it.
True. We are in the minority.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I took it, I took it upon myself. Mm-hmm. To on my way home, stop at a local deli.
Oh.
Walked inside and said, do you sell baked potatoes?
All right.
They said yes. I said, I'll take it loaded.
Doing some research in the field.
I mean, on the way home, he didn't even go home and sit and think about this.
As you know, it's Jensen creating content carp. And I walked in and they gave it to me in a to-go box, took it home, opened it up, made sure I didn't have to eat the tinfoil, because that was also around it.
Sure.
Took tinfoil off, and then...
But was it cold by then?
No, very hot still.
Okay, all right.
I fork and knifed, cut it, just the same way you would
cut... Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I watched this at Kevin Mornings on Instagram. You brought it home.
I did.
yet you still used a plastic fork and knife.
It was what came with the item.
So what?
Because I was engulfed in the experience. I was engulfed in the experience. I wanted to face exactly
took
what it was
me,
like.
Took me right out of the video.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that
took
you don't understand.
Took me right out of the video. You use your own silverware in your home.
I'm sorry that you hate realism. So I cut the potato like a steak. You know what I mean? Even understanding.
Cut through the skin, the whole thing.
Not even understanding that it has skin. You know what I mean? Like, what's the skin? It's just all a potato is what I'm thinking in my head. And so I then go for the skin cut.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you that I could have used maybe a machete to get through the skin.
Well, at least sometimes silverware they can be... from your home is what I'm saying.
Sometimes if you use a plastic knife and fork, sometimes that's not the strongest way to cut.
Again, I was using what was given to me by the potato creator. And I was cutting away at the potato, trying to just break through the skin. And it was just, it was like... almost like the potato was yelling at me, not the skin. And I'm just
the potato was not yelling at you. You know that,
away
though, right?
At it. Okay. I'm chopping away at it, and then I get it. It eventually releases in operation style from the potato, and I then eat the skin. And it's
did you eat the skin with the potato?
Yes.
A bite loaded. Of mixed with everything.
Cheddar cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the correct way?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I looked it up online, and so I then ate it, and I felt the skin in there. It was like a quick leather taste.
Right.
And then I chewed, and then I swallowed the skin.
Right.
And it was definitely different. It tasted like skin. You were eating skin. And it definitely is not the best part of the potato. An argument could be made that there's nothing really great about a potato. The best thing is the things you put on it.
Yeah, that's true too.
But the skin was still skin. Tasted like skin. A little sandpapery.
But you didn't taste like a crispness that you were into?
No.
Like, okay.
It can be a lot of the way it's made can be that way.
Yeah, because
like
then,
it can be, some of it can be like a little flimsier. Some of it can be too hard, like
too
yours
tough.
Seems to have been.
A lot of people,
you need to try it like another 29 times.
I need to eat 30 potatoes in 30 days like I'm Papa John Potato. But yeah, I did get a lot of response from people on Twitter saying it has to be crispy and salted. And I'm like, then you're just eating tortilla chips.
No, it's made right. That's how you make it right. Hmm. It can be made poorly, like anything can be made poorly.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so then it doesn't necessarily taste good.
I guess I just have to eat one a day now.
Wow.
I mean, from a different place every day, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then tell them.
In a sit-down restaurant. Don't take it home.
Right.
Sit there and enjoy it like the good Lord intended.
Right. And eat the skin. Eat the skin.
Your potato, sir.
Like the God wanted. Yeah. No, I get it. I understand. But anyway, I eat the skins. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I did not.
Are you a changed person? Are you going to eat some?
No.
What?
Here's,
you're never going to try it?
Here is the thing.
But you're not going to try it?
What did you say the best part of a potato is?
The stuff you put on
the
it.
Settings, yeah.
So what do you put on it?
I put a butter and sour cream and...
maybe bacon bits.
Oh, I see. You can't have any of that.
I can't have any of that. So if all the stuff that makes it mushy and good, I can't have. Mm. So if I'm eating a potato with the skin, I'm eating... Ech upon ech to me. It's just, no.
But have you tried ech upon ech?
No.
Well,
and
you
why
should.
Why would I?
Because you don't know.
Why would I have
maybe
just,
it's the best thing in the world.
Why would I have dry upon dry?
Maybe it's all you'll eat from now on.
Yeah, skin was dry, by the way.
Dry upon dry, it doesn't work for
it's
me,
dog. Poorly made.
It's
poorly
no,
made.
I don't know.
It's a no from me.
Again, I think the potato depends purely on the setting, the dressing, all the things.
It does, but also the way it's made also makes a big difference.
You got to rub it in oil and put sea salt from the... like, people were going off.
I know. Someone
dimensions.
Was like, you need Israeli kosher salt. I was like, I'm not flying to Israel for a baked potato, guys. It's not happening.
You may at some point.
I mean, maybe.
But
down
so
the road,
far, you don't have
find,
that plan.
Yeah, when I find free time.
Right, sure. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Clap if you talked with your dad about your period.
Oh, there's
Kevin
two of us.
Maybe I don't understand that. Movies that traumatized you that weren't horror movies.
Yes.
On today's show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a slow speed chase. I can't wait to introduce you to a 68-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, the man loves chases.
He loves chases.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to Joe and Murr from the Impractical Jokers today.
Oh,
they have a new movie out today.
Yeah.
Very excited. We have a look at the weekend movies with the Movie Man. And we're going to do a phone topic called You Were Shot, But It Was Funny.
Oh, God.
That's very important. That last part is very important.
Yeah, in a funny way. It's not a sad story.
You were shot.
We learned our lesson.
In a funny way.
Have we? You know a murderer.
Has to be funny.
In a funny way.
Right. So it's not like it's a gang shooting and you're still, you know,
right. My mom was shot eight. Well, we had that on the show.
Right. Oh, right.
Oh, God.
You were shot, but in a funny way.
Funny way.
Oh,
yeah.
You never learn.
That's the key.
Funny way.
Also, two features of music, That's My Jam, and Keep It 100 because it is Friday. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning, Allie and Jensen. Allie is here with the first look at what's happening.
Oh, well, Gwen Stefani reportedly canceled 4 dates of her Las Vegas residency due to exhaustion. They haven't said exactly why she canceled at the time. However, a source told Us Weekly, she goes from performing high-intensity shows to being a mom of 3 very active boys. It finally caught up with her. So on February 5th, she revealed that she was under the weather, unable to take the stage at Planet Hollywood at the time, insisted that she would return for her gigs on February 8th, 12th, and 14th, but ultimately had to cancel those dates as well.
Sounds like the same sort of flu everyone gets.
I was going to say, let me just tell you, as someone that experienced what I would call exhaustion from, you know, puking and having a 103 fever and glands swollen. And the last thing I would do is get on stage at Planet Hollywood. So, yeah, understandable. But she's back up there singing her little heart out, dancing her little heart out. Just enjoying, you guys. She kicked off her residency in June of 2018. It is set to conclude on May 16th. See, that's a residency. It takes place over a few months, and you play a bunch of dates. I have a residency in Vegas. I've got 3 dates. That's not a residency. You're
that's
playing 3 dates. Yeah. That is it. We got to change that. We got to change it, you guys. Goldie Hawn, Bette Midler, Diane Keaton. Remember them?
Uh-huh.
The first Wives Club.
I'm screaming.
More than 20 years after iconically co-starring in that movie, the trio of Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, and Bette Midler will return
and
reunite for a new comedy.
Oh, I thought it was a...
The First Wives Club
sequel.
2.
Uh-huh.
Second Wives Club?
No. It's called Family Jewels. They're going to play 3 women who are forced to spend Christmas together after the man that they were all once married to drops dead in a New York City department store.
Lovely.
It's a comedy. Comedy.
For the kids.
What a beautiful Christmas movie.
Yeah. So they're going to be together, and everyone's real happy about that.
Yeah! Especially that guy.
He loves
them. He does.
Mm-hmm.
He really does.
Yeah. I thought he loved Goldie Hawn the most, but he's a Diane Keaton guy.
Yeah.
Keaton
head.
Loves a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely loves a suit. You guys feel like getting married in hell?
Do we feel like getting married in hell?
Yeah,
Tell me more.
I need an answer. The township of Hell, Michigan, population 70, is offering a great opportunity for Leap Day, which is February 29th.
Is that a great opportunity, though?
For those looking to avoid wedding planning, free nuptials for 29 couples to take place at 2:29 p.m. See, because it's February 29th.
Okay, sure.
When you get married in hell, there's nowhere for your marriage to go but up, says Reverend Yvonne Williams.
They have these well-rehearsed jokes that they bring out about every 4 years.
It'll be real good. It'll be real good. I do. So you can get married in hell.
All right.
That sounds fun.
Hell, Michigan.
Yeah.
What would you, if you opened a business in hell, what would it be? I would say, there's definitely a DMV there.
There's a DMV for sure. A really slow post office.
Yes.
Wow. Probably marriage counseling.
In hell.
To just go from getting married to the marriage counseling?
Yeah. What other businesses in hell?
I mean, maybe like a unlicensed chiropractor.
Just
a guy who's like, pretty good at doing that thing where I hold you up and your back cracks.
It's like, I'll jump on you. Just lay there.
Yeah.
It's very different. That's a different business, Kevin.
Also could be an hell, though.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. You guys ever want to go to Hell, Michigan?
No.
No.
You know why? Michigan.
Oh.
I've heard Michigan's on its way up, Kevin. How dare you? To those listening on the podcast from Michigan, it's just Kevin who hates you, not me.
What is it about Michigan that
I don't
you
hate the people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's too cold.
It's too cold.
It's too cold.
It's too cold. Do you know that I was going to go to Michigan State?
I did not know that.
I liked the green and white colors.
Okay, so you weren't going to go to Michigan State.
Yeah, but I look good in that green. So I was like, that's going to be my school. And my dad said, you're an idiot. Why don't you pick somewhere else? And I said, all right, Dad. It's a good point.
Good story. Hey, can I tell you really quick that...
Wait, hold on. Somebody's calling to buy the rights to my story.
Oh, no, that guy's prank calling.
Okay.
Hey, United, there is no postal service in hell because they don't even recognize it as a town. Instead, they use the nearby Pinckney as a mailing address. But more importantly, the Chamber of Commerce in hell sponsored a two-day fun festival in which Satan was the festival's grand marshal.
Oh, wow.
And they flew him in by helicopter.
Where do you think... does Satan live in hell full-time?
You have
not
to.
The helicopter,
he's summer in Florida, right?
They also held an all-hearse auto show in hell.
You're doing a lot of Googling, and
I imagine being in that board going, look, we're going to have another Satan parade?
Yeah.
Let's do something different.
We should move. this is too much. Postal Service doesn't even recognize us.
Population 70.
Yeah.
Aw. To anyone listening from Hell, Michigan, good morning. Thank you so much.
What if we have one of the 70?
We don't. Let's not be ridiculous.
If we do?
We don't, though.
Clap if you care.
Just me.
The story, and I don't even care.
Okay, right.
Some birthdays for you. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Ellen Page, Sophie Turner, Jordan Peele, and Kumail Nanjiani. And that's what's happening.
I love me some car chases.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
More than most.
I really do love more than most. Might be too much. I don't know. There was one last night. Somebody tweeted me about it, and it was just right at the end of it. I saw the tweet too late.
Oh.
I need an old-fashioned, beeper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like goes off. Do they still sell those anywhere?
JJ does because he's the king of beepers.
I just need to get the alarm first thing so that I can watch them whenever it's happening.
Like a shot caller.
Yes. Although I'd rather not have a shot caller if that's okay. Last night there were four guys that were in a car in Burbank and they went on to the 5 South and then they whipped around, went on the 5 North and they got pulled over by the CHP after about an hour. They were doing 100 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
Sort of like every high-speed chase.
Yeah, scary.
There was one in Pennsylvania, though, that really caught my attention because it was a 68-year-old, and it was a slow-speed chase.
Oh.
Here's the news report.
In Centre County Court, a 68-year-old man heading to trial on a host of criminal charges as police say he was on drugs while trying to flee from them.
He's on drugs while trying to flee from them. 68.
Okay.
Weed.
Oh.
That's why it was slow-speed.
The resulting police chase really didn't go far, but it did take a while because police say the suspect was driving so slow.
Yeah, because he's chill as hell.
He's going 20 miles an hour.
Oh,
they said that
man.
He actually, from the time they lit up their lights, he actually slowed down a little bit.
Well, obeying traffic laws.
But didn't pull over.
Smoke weed every day.
Kept driving. So he's doing 20 miles an hour. For 45 minutes.
You pull up next to him.
That's what I would think.
Come on.
And run next to him and go, listen,
just pull over, dude.
There's a woman with a walker just passing him.
Right?
Yeah.
They could have ended this
a lot sooner.
He
never went above 20 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
The suspect in this case, Dory Adams. Police say he staged his slow chase, a parade of sorts, with police cars behind him.
A parade of sorts.
Parade.
They had a couple floats.
Oh. Right before 3 o'clock, police say they first tried to stop Adams in Belfon. He kept going, came here through Milesburg, and then turned south on Route 220 and went for several miles before they finally stopped him.
Dory Adams, after a preliminary hearing Wednesday in Centre County Court, going just a little slower than police say he was driving, first attempted to pull him over in downtown Belfon. But police say Adams just kept going, not real fast, but not stopping either.
That has to be super annoying to a policeman. They're trying to pull him over. He's going 20.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, at least get my adrenaline going. Speed up, bud. I didn't join the
force. Maybe they're dull. That's a dull chase.
So
they were such a boring chase.
Yeah, guy's checking his phone during the chase.
Right?
I got to get out of here.
According to police court testimony, Adams wasn't sober. He was driving while high on marijuana and kept driving for 15 miles with 7 police cars involved before he was halted.
We knew he was high on weed because he was blasting Dave Matthews Band.
It were 7 police cars necessary.
Going 20 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
With stop sticks deployed on the roadway. Adams, who's well-known around town, chatted with us.
Everyone knows him, apparently.
Oh.
Now, this reporter says he chatted with us, and I want you to listen to the hard-hitting interview that he does with this guy.
Mm-hmm. After his hearing.
WJAC,
good to see you, sir.
Yeah, good to see you. I'm in a
Okay, that was it. Hey, good to see you.
They could invest in some windscreen, number one. B, that was hardly a chat, sir.
It wasn't.
It sounded like they interviewed him while he was on the slow speed chase, just walking with his car and a microphone, like just walking with
him. No, he was in cuffs and wearing an orange jumpsuit.
Not a chat.
It wasn't a chat. He's like, hey, nice to see you. He knows everyone, apparently. Aww. Yeah.
According to police, after Adams was stopped, he said, quote,
okay.
What did the 68-year-old man say when he was finally pulled over and stopped?
Why are you pulling me over, officer?
Okay.
Jensen? Someone called my dealer?
All this for just a DUI and smoking a little marijuana. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Oh, my gosh. That's not the way to go.
All this for a DUI and marijuana? I hope you're happy with yourself.
Oh, wow.
He's very disappointed in the police.
Wow.
For chasing him.
Unquote.
Since being accused in the police chase, Adams is facing more problems with the law. Just last week, charged in a case involving possession of marijuana, according to police.
What?
In Center County, Gary Sanderson, 6 News.
They're targeting this poor bro.
Like it.
Let the guy smoke some weed.
Oh, my God.
How fast do you think he was going? Like, do you think he was like, I am...
How about... Did he think he was going?
He was like, I am going so fast, I'm terrified.
I've never driven Mach speed before.
How are they keeping up with me? This is crazy.
They must have burners on their car. Oh, this sucks.
So then they pull him over and he says, all this for a DUI and marijuana. And then he went to court and pled innocent.
Oh, dear.
Which seems like maybe that's not
ideal.
He's
a good guy and this is a good shrimp.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's talk non-horror movies that traumatized you.
Yeah, as a kid, there was like a weird trend, especially in the 80s and 90s, that these normal almost comedies or action fantasy films...
They're not thought of horror.
No, but they would have terrifying scenes for kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would happen. But it trended on Twitter over the last few days of movies that traumatized you as a kid. And the one that immediately came to mind is a movie you wouldn't think would haunt me to this day.
Okay.
And it's a scene in the movie, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay.
And Pee-wee is hitchhiking,
and
he gets picked up by a truck driver. This woman tells a story about a crash that happened on this same road years ago.
Yeah.
And this is Large Marge, a scene that should be ingrained in your head. This is some audio from it.
And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted... burning wreck. It looked like this. I get off right up here. Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
So for people who don't remember, Pee-wee's Big Adventure was directed by Tim Burton.
Yes.
So sort of that Beetlejuice and Batman vibe came from this one scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, because when she says, looked like this, she turns and her head goes into claymation and it's like bugged out eyes. It is so scary.
Yeah.
It stands out in that movie, too, as being just a weird scene.
There's another scene in that movie that still scares me, and it's when his bike gets stolen, and he looks up, and it's like this clown on Third Street Promenade, and the clown's like, and it's just terrifying things in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, I get it.
My second one that I picked is a movie that should not be scary as well, Goonies.
Goonies.
Oh.
When they first introduced Sloth, it's basically him and Chunk in this Fratelli's Pizza basement or whatever it is. And he sort of sees this weird, misshaped dude in a chair, brilliantly played by, I think, former football player Len Matuzak. And you don't see Sloth's face. And then out of nowhere, he turns around and he's like, and it's like, you know, deformed and scary. And as a kid, you're like, what is going on? Why is this happening? I love Chunk. Let him be happy. This is that scene.
Sometimes people call me Chunk.
I mean, come on.
Sloth is chained down to a chair, and you're like, he's going to kill that little fat boy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't. Anyway, those are my two scariest. And they stick with me. As soon as I read this Twitter trending topic, I went, Pee-wee and Goonies. I knew exactly what mine were.
I thought of mine too immediately.
Yeah.
Allie?
Yeah. Mine immediate, and I remember my reaction for years after seeing this. It's from a little movie that's animated.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that traumatize you, Allie? Well, we all have a mother. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
It's goddamn Bambi.
Mm.
Bambi? Bambi, come here.
Look. New spring grass.
New spring grass. They're just chomping away. Fine. Yeah, everything's fine.
All the music changed.
The thicket.
We made it, Mother! Wait. Mother! Mother!
Oh, my God.
It's that awful. Traumatized you.
It's the worst. I remember
She's crying right now, by the way.
I watched that, and I had a babysitter. And my mom and dad called the babysitter that night to say, we're going to be a little bit late. Can you stay a little bit later? Mm-hmm. And I heard my babysitter on the phone say, oh, no, take your time. And I distinctly remember running out in my PJs with the little footy pajamas. And you can hear them on the floor running out. No, they have to come back now. I flipped out. And then for a year after that, every time my mom would leave the room, Mom! Oh,
you must have been annoying.
And then, your mom died in that terrible hunting accident.
She was shot by a hunter. She wasn't wearing orange. You're supposed to wear orange when you go
walking. She was also grazing grass.
Yeah, she loved thickets.
Bad look.
Loved thickets.
I did see Bambi in the theater. It was my first film I ever saw as a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I asked my mom what happened to Bambi's mom. She said she went to the bathroom.
That is great.
Yeah.
Forever.
Which I'm sure she did. Yeah. I had another one that I don't even want to play because it terrifies me.
What?
Yeah. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The Child Catcher.
Oh, yeah. We have to play that.
Snatching up
kids. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because they're singing and it's... go ahead.
I've lots of lovely goodies for you.
Jeremy, you mustn't.
Lollipop and all free today.
What will it be? Ice cream?
Yes, ice cream.
This sounds fine. Ice cream.
No.
They're very happy. Wait, what's happening?
He's snatching them up. He's imprisoning them. He's the Child Catcher. Haven't had
like
a lollipop or ice cream since.
I don't remember.
That's sad.
Child stealer and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
He comes up on this carriage and he dances off. And then he's like, children. And everyone's so happy. And then they come out to get their free goodies.
Wow, I missed that entirely.
He snatches them.
This is like a
it's terrifying.
John Wayne Gacy
documentary.
Are you
sure that's the movie you were watching?
It's Chitty Chitty
okay,
Bang Bang.
I'm just asking if you're sure.
It's not Lovely
you probably
Bones?
Saw a different version.
Yeah, is it Lovely Bones?
I hate you all.
Mine is Willy Wonka.
Oh.
And that one came to me immediately.
Yeah.
And everybody knows what scene. It's the boat in the tunnel.
Hang on, where are we going?
I don't know, but I don't like what's that tunnel up there. Hey, Wonka, I want off!
Round the world and home again. That's the sailor's way.
By the way, he played this with such a smile on his face.
Yeah.
That's what made it so creepy.
We're going too fast.
What is this, a freak out?
Kids, right?
Funny, Wonka! You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka!
I'm gonna be sick.
I can take a joke, but this has gone too far.
Okay, now, the King of Mexico told us yesterday.
Yes.
That there was a chicken getting its head cut off in this scene. And I was like, what?
We were like, no.
None
way.
Of us remember.
None
it.
Of us remember that.
No.
There was a chicken getting its head cut off.
It really
literally
does.
Like a full blown chicken head cut off. You know what
no
I think?
No blood.
Is-
No.
But head cut off.
You know what I think is the scariest part of this?
What?
That the parents were terrified.
That they were freaking
and
out?
And that scared me as a kid because parents aren't supposed to be scared of things. That freaked me out.
But try a little guy to turn us around, Wonka!
Now I am going to be sick.
Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing.
This is the part.
Yeah.
Are the fires of hell aglowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Make him stop, Daddy!
Wonka, does he go far enough?
Quite right, sir. Stop the boat!
Yeah, that's scary even audio-wise.
What is this, a freak out?
What is this, a freak out? How awesome does he play that?
He's the best. Literally the best.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, one of the best portrayals ever. There's also like tarantulas and like leeches and stuff in the back. I mean, it's all
like a worm or a snake or something crawling across a woman's face. Like, what the hell, man? I just want a chocolate bar.
It's like Clockwork Orange in the middle of that movie.
You wonder why we're all in therapy.
True. Allie, can we hear you sing that song again, please?
Woohoo!
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Time for what's happening. What do you got?
Well, there's a new survey that asked 1,000 music listeners to reflect on their music experiences from their youth. And they talked about all of your musical tastes through your childhood, shaped by friends, radio, movies, TV, concerts and festivals, siblings, and social media. We didn't have social media when we were coming up. But can you remember the age where you discovered your favorite musical artist? Is there a point in your life where you can pinpoint that?
I remember around 86. It was Beastie Boys and Run DMC.
And your age at that time?
I was 7.
You were 7.
Or, yeah, 6 or 7, somewhere in there.
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Drawing a blank.
Okay. It's all right.
It isn't okay.
No,
I need
let's
to
work
know.
Through it.
Okay, lay down here. We're going to get you through this.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. As a kid, I went to a lot of concerts that my parents took me to.
Right.
And
so you don't like them.
Well, your parents' musical taste shapes you as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have a way of making you like or dislike some of their musical taste. But as a kid, I remember being very young and being dragged to Hollywood Bowl and places like that to see reunion tours of the Platters and the Coasters and the Drifters.
Wow.
I remember those shows.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, it's like a doo-wop reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my parents just dancing, and you're like, ew, everything about this sucks.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
And then my parents, I remember my mom went to those sometimes as well, and she'd be like, it was the Temptations and the Four Tops, and then I go, oh, they're all together? She goes, all new people.
But literally, it would be maybe one guy in the whole show that
one
was
guy.
From
Everyone else
from
is
the
dead.
Original band.
Yeah.
But I went to those as a kid.
Wow.
And I remember that being my earliest memory of music, but I loved music so much that I would, you know, sit by my little stereo and press the play record so I could, you know, record songs off the radio. But they're saying, and I think this is a little bit later, but maybe we're just different, but they're saying most people find their favorite band, the first band that they latch onto, at age 13. Find that late. But
that is very late.
That is pretty late, but it's also, I would assume, where you form most of your more permanent.
I mean, I was weirdly signed to a production deal with that when I was 11. So
you're
I think
a weirdo.
I had already distinguished what I was going to do. I don't know.
13.
13
that
seems
late.
Late to me. But
I mean, you've already went to like middle school dances at that point and danced to like 112 or whatever.
Some of us had.
Some of us weren't asked is what you're alluding to.
I mean, Sadie Hawkins, that was my time.
That's sad.
That's when the girl asked the guy.
Gotta go.
So, you know, no big deal.
So the Platters is what you're saying.
The Platters, the Drifters, the Coasters. I'm telling you, those were good times.
Babe, I made you a bitchin' mixtape.
Thank you, Alex. I think I told the story on the air before, but at one of those shows, I just remember sitting there like, this sucks. And a guy tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's incredible, right?
Oh.
It's incredible that you get to come to these. And I was like, oh my God, that's the Stray Cats guy.
What?
It was
really?
Brian Setzer.
Wow.
And then from that point on, I was like, hey, we going to any more Coasters and Drifter shows? And my parents were like, F you. You hate these.
Right.
Screw you. Yeah, he was sitting behind us, and I think he could gather that I wasn't having a good time.
Sure.
But wanted to let me know I should and stop being a little bitch. So thank you, Brian Setzer. I stopped being a little bitch that day. No, I didn't.
He's at the Coasters show with a wallet chain and a crazy haircut.
Back in the day. Yeah. I forget what show that was, but it was one of those same like genre type shows.
You weren't into until Brian.
No, until Brian. The dude from the Stray Cats is here. How cool are we as a family? Guys, how's your internet at home?
I have a very strong internet.
Pretty poor.
So do I.
Yeah. You poor, really?
Pretty poor. Yeah, I think I need to change.
See, I had pretty poor internet, and I was using my Apple, what's it called? The Airport Express.
Yes.
And I live in a very, very old home. Mm-hmm. It's from the 1930s. The walls, I think, are made of, like, people in concrete.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Like, it's just, nothing is penetrating those walls. Mm-hmm. So I was losing my internet a ton. It was a real problem. So I upgraded, mm-hmm. and I got rid of my my Airport Express, mm-hmm. and I got Airport that plugs right... Airport? I got internet that goes right into the back of the TV.
Right.
And it's phenomenal. Like, I'm like, wait, Netflix actually watches for, you can watch a whole movie without it stopping five times? This is magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the reason I bring this up is if you think that the U.S. has the fastest internet speeds, mm-hmm. you'd be very wrong, you guys. The U.S. came in 15th place.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I'm just such a patriot that I think everything we have is the best.
You sort of do get that idea.
You do.
And it's true in a lot of ways, yeah. but not every way.
All right, top five.
South Korea.
Taiwan.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, Singapore.
Okay.
Number three, honestly, I had to Google this place because I was like, why would you just add this place in there? Jersey.
What?
Do you know where Jersey is?
No.
New Jersey?
It's largest of the Channel Islands between England and France. It's off the coast of Normandy. I've never heard of Jersey.
Why do they need such good internet?
That's what I'm saying. No one knows you exist.
Maybe that's where all the gambling.
I keep it that way.
Like gambling and black market good. Stuff is out of Jersey.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I literally was like, what? And then I looked up this article because I'm like, why did they just throw Jersey in there? Why not New Jersey? Why'd they just call it? But it's actually a real place. So if anyone, you know what? If you're listening from Jersey,
there's
no
one
give us a call.
No one's listening from Jersey. Okay. They have great internet, though. They could stream it.
Coming in fourth, Sweden. And fifth, Denmark. Huh. U.S., again, 15th place. U.K., 33rd.
Wow.
We're suckers. Such losers. The average download speed in Taiwan, 85 megabits per second.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's like you're thinking of typing something and it's already there.
I'm a solid 19.
Right.
Is that good? Nope.
Okay.
The internet is full of neat stuff.
I mean, that guy, he really nailed it. He really nailed it right there. Seriously.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I thought we'd be the leaders in internet connection.
We're 15th.
Easily top three, though, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Wow.
Jersey beat us out.
Jersey. I need to move to Jersey.
Honestly, is Jersey a known place that none of us, like, maybe...
Is this the potato skin of countries?
I hope not.
Yeah, British Crown Dependency near the coast of Normandy.
Hmm.
No! I think they made it up.
Okay.
Read the place. Studies.
Do read the study, yeah.
Okay.
That's important.
Gonna read the studies. New TikTok challenge.
Mm-hmm. Kevin? I'm all ears.
Kevin, I'm going to tell you about this challenge because yes. I'm sure old TikToker over here mm-hmm. already knows about it.
Yeah.
Jensen's a big TikTok
I
right
am.
Now.
Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to maybe learn a dance this weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
Do you know what the cha-cha slide challenge is?
I do. I know about the cha-cha slide challenge.
It's for absolute maniacs mm-hmm. on the road. You're going to drive and swerve all over the road in time with the music.
Yeah.
Dub the cha-cha challenge.
What a great idea that is.
We won't be doing that.
That seems super safe mm-hmm. and everything.
Song released about 20 years ago, but really making a comeback. Each time Casper belts out a lyric such as, slide to the left, you slide to the left.
Now slide to the right.
Slide to the right. Here's where it gets
You do it with
concerning.
Your car.
Yep, you're in your car.
Okay.
When it's the crisscross part of the song, that's where people are getting into some real hairy situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Straight garbage.
Again.
It doesn't seem smart.
Some of this is just...
Jensen, let us know how it goes.
I will.
Weekend.
I'll let you know. Well, you'll see it.
That's true.
Yeah.
The cha-cha
You'll
challenge.
See the fiery crash that ends up my TikTok.
It truly is. Just, it's Darwinism. So much mm-hmm. nowadays is just... It's sort
yeah,
of
weed them out, man.
The fittest.
Yeah.
For sure. Some birthdays for you. Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
We love him. Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Sophie
him.
Turner.
Wow.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay.
Wow. Ellen Page.
What?
It's a good
That's
day.
What's happening.
Coming up next, we have Joe and Murr from the Impractical Jokers. Next.
The guys from Impractical Jokers are here, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hooray.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here.
Very exciting. You have a movie today.
Yeah, today.
It comes out tonight.
Yes,
what?
That's right.
The hell?
Come see it. What are you doing? You want to go to dinner and a movie?
Is it just one place?
Just one place. Okay. It's actually at your house. We have a lot of fans coming over.
Okay, good.
By movie, we mean home video.
And we have Joe and Murr here. You didn't say exactly who we have.
Oh, everybody knows it's the two best. You don't have to go into the semantics.
Joe and Murr? He did say that, yeah.
Honestly, when I found out we weren't getting Sal, I was like, I'll be there.
Awesome. That's the only way we got you.
Yeah.
You had your 200th episode last week.
Yeah, still doing it. Still getting the hang of it.
We do one episode a year, so we are 200.
Wow. Cranking them out.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's too bad that we look 200 on television. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like, season one, I had thick, luxurious hair.
Yeah.
You know, my eyebrows weren't tweezed as tight as they are now. weren't gray at all.
Oh, no, I'm so gray. But they had a special where they put a picture of us from each season, like, side by side, so season one, two, three.
Oh,
and you got to see us fall apart.
No.
True fact, season one of Joker started in 1973.
Did not know that. Yeah. Wow.
That is a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, at 200, nine seasons, right?
Yeah. Nine seasons.
When you guys...
Well, 200's an eight. Yeah, well, you just started season nine now. We're filming season nine now.
So when you guys get ready to do these ideas and sit down and come up with the concepts, is it difficult at this point to not...
Not repeat?
We repeat on purpose.
Sometimes.
Because the numbers break down that out of 200 episodes, we've actually done 537 bits.
Oh, stop it.
So we only do something once. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's still comedy left in it.
Sure.
So we've done a couple bits where we've done them multiple times and they're always fun.
How many bits have you tried that didn't work at all?
538.
You were not able to put them in the show.
There's only been like two or three,
yeah,
really.
A handful, actually.
And those are because of legal reasons, usually.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask, has anybody ever gotten so upset that obviously you can't air it because they're not going to give you permission,
yeah,
but so upset that it became a real issue?
Well, the blur is a friend of ours. Like, we were able to blur people, and now they have to, like, change their voices a little, which we do. I did that with a lady and her two-year-old daughter when we were at, I don't know if you guys saw The Punishment, where we were at a Mets game at Citi Field, and Noah Syndergaard was signing baseballs and throwing them to the crowd, and my punishment was to keep catching the balls and
not giving them to the kids.
Stealing from all the kids.
So then the guys told me to take this woman's kid, and I said, can I borrow your daughter? And she gives me her daughter, and I'm like, throw me a ball.
By the way,
no,
can I borrow your daughter is a troubling question.
Yeah, but she says yes.
Yeah, she said yes.
She's like, sure, here, stranger, take this. I want a baseball. So I got the baseball, and then I gave her back her daughter, and I kept the ball. And she lost her
really?
Like, went nuts. And it was so much that it shut down everybody. Like, we normally, like, help each other through the earpiece. Like, okay, say this to calm it down. I was like, guys, what do I do here?
Crickets.
No one
we
knew
we
what
didn't
to
know
do.
What to
yeah.
do.
Amazing.
But the point of our show, though, is not really to upset people. It's for them to witness our stupidity.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
It doesn't happen as often as you think.
It's hard for you guys not to break sometimes.
Yeah.
It's my favorite part. I know it's probably a lot of people's favorite part, and the part that in improv you're never supposed to do. But when you guys get something in your ear and you just look down and you're like, he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
That's the greatest part of the show.
Yeah,
and the tough part is that your three best friends in your life are cracking up in your ear while you're listening with the other ear to the person.
Yeah.
So you just break all the time.
I will say, in the movie, we have one of the most fantastic breaks. Q has a fantastic meltdown in the movie. That is, we're so happy that it made
the cut, because
he absolutely crumbles. He's doing this. He's doing an interview with the Atlanta Hawks. We actually were able to get into the Atlanta Hawks organization and interview with their top brass. It was like literally their head of security, their head of PR, all these people that they set up for us.
Do they know who you are?
They don't. They don't. Yeah, they do a screening with them before. We check them in. We have like a bunch of tricks that we do to make sure they don't know us. So like, if Murr's about to go, I'll check them in.
Right.
If they don't recognize me, they're not going to know him.
Sure. You killed me in that scene, because at the end, you turned it around on her. Like, you were interviewing her. You're like, thanks for coming. You were great.
Yeah,
we'll let you know.
I know.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was really, really fun. It's best because they made me say to the head of security that security was terrible.
Yes.
Yeah, she's the head of security.
And you're like, what's going on? Are you kidding me? You know who I am?
Yeah. We got Q in the movie, too, if you come see it tonight. We did a scene where he had to give
a speech.
We did. He has to give a speech in front of a social media conference. Right? There's like 700-800 influencers in the crowd,
we make him a social media influencer at 43 years old,
and he starts to play videos on the screen behind him. But like the old school VHS tapes where you taped over something, you see the static.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had gone out to Pennsylvania to his parents' house, and I filmed them in a mock porn.
Amazing!
And it's like
amazing.
He taped skipped over his old porn videos, but it's his own parents.
But it's only the beginning part, like when somebody shows up, like right. that part. And
yeah, it's like, I heard you need your pipes fixed, that kind of thing. He broke.
Yeah, yeah, there's another scene in the movie where you utilize someone's family as well. Is everyone always game to do that?
No, it's against our will, always.
Well, we're not game. They seem very game. You know, okay. I've asked my wife to stop answering the phone.
Sure.
I've erased all their numbers from her phone, so it always comes up as numbers she doesn't know. Yeah. I mean, we know we're best friends for real, so we don't know what lines we could push and not cross. Mm-hmm. So I think we do all right.
So crossing the, I'm not going to give anything away, but
no spoilers.
Your nieces and nephews, that was not a line that you crossed.
They crossed it.
Yeah, they jumped over it.
I don't want to give that away because it's a huge moment
in
the movie.
It's amazing. Yeah.
But the guys literally changed my life. There was my life before that moment, and my life after that moment. It was and it was my birthday in the movie.
Yeah,
we're filming a movie for like 2 months. You know,
right.
My birthday fell in between. We finished filming at like 5-6 o'clock that day. Hours later, we go out for my birthday. The guys are going to take me out. It's the four of us, the director of the movie. I'm like 9-10 shots of whiskey in. And I didn't realize that my birthday night was part of the movie as well.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it changed my life.
I think I would learn to not trust any of my best friends. ever. Because you don't know when.
They got me too. Like, I FaceTimed with my sister like 2 hours earlier, and she's in I think is her house. She was there in Atlanta with all the kids.
Yeah. That is a very expensive rebuild to do our whole house there.
Right? We really went for it.
Yeah, you guys really are the 1917 of practical jokes.
That's right.
So the movie comes out tonight. Anything else we need to know?
You can get your tickets at, where do you get the tickets? Anywhere the tickets are sold.
Fandango. Wow.
You know, you can go to movie theaters. You can go to your house. You know where?
My house, sure.
Another good thing to know is the more people see it, the more it'll play.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah,
and,
so it's limited release.
Yeah, so.
And if people go, then it'll be
roll out wider and wider and wider.
That's why we need our fans to really show up, which we're confident they will do. They always do for us.
And you'll get the home address to show up to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Show up
Absolutely.
At my house as well.
So it's a really limited release at your home, and then we're going to go to theaters across
Everybody
the country.
Everybody meet me at
9. I hope you have a lot of microwave popcorn.
You guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, guys.
Ellie, give us some advice here.
I would love to, Kevin. Thank you for asking.
This is a very baffling question to me.
Well, a first dates can be terrifying for people.
Mm-hmm.
You two, Jensen and Kevin, you talk for a living.
Yeah.
You're able to easily adapt to situations. You're able to hold a conversation.
But I learned when I was young, just ask them about them.
That's
literally all you need.
Whoever taught you that should be leading seminars because that is not taught enough.
What?
A first date can be so scary because of that awkward silence, the lull, you don't know what to say. There's an article in Men's Health that came up with the 21 best and worst first date questions you could possibly ask. The worst, they just did three of them, which is, why are you single? How many exes do you have? How much money do you make? Don't ask those. Don't ask those on a
first
date.
But you need to tell people that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
You really do, which is so sad. But these questions are really, they're great questions. And you're totally right. Ask them about themselves.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of this. You don't want to just sit down and all of a sudden you're just saying everything. Oh, then I did this. Then
they have diarrhea of the mouth because you're nervous.
Yes.
I always went into these things, even in dates that, like, if they were like off an app or something and you show up and it's not what you expected or it's not the same kind of personality. I went into them and I used to think to myself, like, it's just meeting someone.
Yeah.
And you're asking, you like learning experience and stories from them.
Absolutely.
Even if you're not looking for a date, like, I don't know why someone would want to talk about themselves on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it's not a date, you just meet somebody and you're hanging out and you're like trying to just have a conversation. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ask them about them.
Well, here are 21 of the best,
best
questions that you could ask on a
first
date.
Have you ever been in jail?
Nope, that is not on here.
Okay.
What's your favorite vacation, Ben? Because it opens it up. Are they adventurous? What do they like to do? To see if you're kind of compatible in that way?
Mm-hmm.
What's your dream travel destination? Apparently, if
these
you
seem
talk
quite
about,
formal.
Yeah. Well,
the wording of these is
listen,
a little.
You're not going to say, "What's your dream travel destination?" You're going to say, What's the place that you've always wanted to go? Yeah.
And the one before could just be, do you travel? Absolutely. Do you travel a lot?
Yeah, do not have these written on your hand the way that I
okay,
am
wait,
presenting.
Hold on,
yeah,
don't get a teleprompter, the restaurant to set up a television behind her head and then read off it. Yeah.
Another one, what are you most passionate about? Because if you want to get to know someone, find out what they love.
Yes.
What are they into? This one is such an interesting question, and I never thought about it, but you can really determine if you're going to be compatible with someone by asking, are you more of a night person or a morning person?
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yes, and if you're like us, listen, I have to be up at the crack of dawn. Right then, people are like, check.
I'm a real catch. We need to be in bed by 8:30.
Yeah, exactly. So. This question is great because you get to see with one question how that person actually sees themselves.
Okay.
Who should play you in the movie of your life?
Brad Pitt.
Such a good... See?
Right?
Such a good question. Is the man delusional? Or...
I know my answer.
Yeah?
Juwanna Man?
Juwanna
Man.
Oh,
that's great.
See? That's a whole other topic right there.
I think you win that round.
Thank you.
Who did you see at your first concert?
That is a good one.
That's not bad.
That, I think, opens up a lot of jokey kind of conversation because it's always, you know, mine was like MC Hammer and Paul Abdul or something. And then you get to laugh.
And also, what kind of music do they like is important as well.
Then you get into that. What shows have you seen recently?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that could be a whole conversation starter.
I hate music. Okay.
right?
Oh. I'll see you later.
What was the best day of your life?
See, that's...
Is tonight the best night of your life is my question.
Oh, Kevin.
See, things like that feel a little forced interviewee style.
Yeah.
But maybe you just integrate it into your normal conversation better. Yeah.
What's your favorite holiday?
I'm losing it.
Okay.
These are getting a little worse.
They are.
Yeah.
What's the best gift you've ever given someone? You're not going
to
ask that.
I'm starting to feel very forced.
What do you love most about your job or career?
Great. Career and job talk, great.
Yeah. You want to know about their... Do they even like it?
Right.
And if they like it, why? What are the best parts about it? Give me some of your experiences. Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
What were you like as a kid?
I would ask someone else that.
There is a big difference between asking what you were like as a kid and saying, can I see a photo of you as a kid? Those are two completely different things for a first date.
Creepy.
Wow. What if I just answer, I was an a-hole?
I'm sure that opens up conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
why were you an
do?
A-hole? What
did
you do?
I was just a little a-hole. Right. A little b-hole.
Yeah.
Both. Right. I was an a-hole and a b-hole.
Wow. Hmm. I mean, they're the same. do you have a hidden talent?
Okay.
Right? And then I'd be like, yeah, when I squish my eye, it makes a weird squeaky sound. What? When did you find that out? When I was in elementary. It's a whole conversation.
Now you got to do it again.
Yeah, and then he's like, will you marry me? It's right there.
Happens every time. I don't bust that out on first date. I mean,
right,
everyone
but I'm saying
wants
you could
to
do
marry
it.
Old
now
squeaky
you brought
eye.
It up.
Mm-hmm. Old squeaky eye. You're talking about food. You're at a restaurant. Oh, what's your favorite food? What's the best meal you've ever had?
That fits in conversation.
See, now here's how I would integrate that in, just to let you know. Because
potato skin or no? That's my
Can we eat the potato skin together? I would say, like, you know, I picked this place. I love it. Are you into it? And then that turns into what's your favorite restaurant? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a couple steps.
Integrate it in.
Yeah.
Make like a little fun game out of it, like a would you rather type of situation. So, would you rather have a snowball fight or a food fight?
Nope.
Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or they walk in on you having sex?
Check,
okay.
Please.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is
maybe
a first
not
date?
The first date.
Yeah,
yeah these are examples they're giving. I don't know.
Maybe not those.
This is a typical question. What do you usually do on weekends?
Yes. Great.
Okay, that's good.
Great.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
What's your most embarrassing moment? I don't know if people want to be that vulnerable
on the
first date.
Right.
And finally, what's on your bucket list?
Clap if you have a bucket list.
Imagine if you said that.
Listen,
I just said clap or not.
You don't claps.
All right.
Clap if you don't mind a hologram.
Clap if you have a favorite food.
It'd be so weird.
And clap if you think he should just go to Italy and stay there.
These are the date questions.
I would ask those.
Okay.
Clap if you don't mind that she's not coming to New York.
I mean, just do this the whole date, and you're
I like
off
it. And
your
you're
races.
In.
My gosh.
Yeah.
You're in. That's the best case scenario.
I'm just saying. I think bottom line, ask the person questions.
About themselves.
Mm-hmm. About them.
Yeah.
Zip it for a bit.
Yeah.
And then the other person hopefully will have that same mindset. And then guess what that's called? A conversation.
Mm.
And also, like, lie your ass off, man.
Right. That's important.
That's very important. No one's checking.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was number one.
Right.
We do a feature on the show called Great News, and Brad Williams did a great thing. We want to talk to him coming up next on K-Rock. Let's talk to our friend Brad Williams at Funny Brad on Twitter. Good morning, Brad.
Well, it's been an interesting day and a half, hasn't it?
Brad, I have a drop that I have been waiting for a very long time to use. Are you ready for it?
Fire away.
Good for you, Brad.
No, pretty good.
Waiting quite some time. And you have to imagine it's been sitting in here and I have nothing to use it for. So congrats.
No, because normally I'm a horrible human being.
Thanks for finally doing something that's worth playing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, this has been absolute and utter and complete madness. So for those of you who don't know, if you've been online the past 24 hours, you've probably seen the video of little Caden from Australia, whose mom recorded him after a particularly harsh bullying incident. And Caden's 9. He has dwarfism. He has the same kind of dwarfism as me. Mm-hmm. And he was being mercilessly bullied to the point where he's crying to his mother and asking. He's 9, and he's asking for a knife so he can end his life. Mm-hmm. And if you watch this video and you don't tear up, you have no soul. Like, it just crushes you. And I saw this, and you know, I had a pretty great childhood, but I was still bullied, as a lot of people are. And this really struck a nerve with me. So I thought, you know what? What can I do? I'm half world away. So I said, you know what? Let's send to Disneyland. I used to work at Disneyland. So I thought, yeah, that's the happiest place on earth. Cool. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. So I set up this GoFundMe and thought, 10 grand. Cool. 10 grand.
That was your goal. Your 10 grand was your goal.
Yeah. That would cover what you needed. Yeah.
Couple of plane tickets, that 10 grand will buy you 1.5 churros at this
sure. Okay. Right.
Sure.
So I thought, okay, that's enough. And then I set up the GoFundMe, did a little tweet, and then I went to bed thinking, all right, I'll figure this out. And then the next morning, overnight, it went to $18,000.
Which is crazy. Yeah, that's even just breaking what you wanted and doing it overnight.
Almost double.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then I got...
They could get another churro now.
Yeah. and one of those little Mickey Mouse ears. So I thought, that's great. I was in touch with the mom and Caden, and I ended up FaceTiming with them, and I got to tell them the fantastic news that we raised $20,000, and the family was so grateful. They were cheering. They were excited. Then things really started changing.
I'm sorry?
And then things really sort of ramped up, and they went viral.
And how does that happen? Like, when you say it went viral, like, what goes on? How does that break?
Well, I know some WWE wrestlers started picking up the story. Paige, Mick Foley, The Big Show... which is kind of ironic. a few others, and then people just started going nuts and donating. And I am proud and humbled and amazingly thankful, because I just checked it, and this morning it's at $255,000.
That's
insane. $255,000.
Yeah.
You started with 10, and you got 18 overnight.
Yeah. And it's been unbelievable. And I cannot thank the people that donated enough. And it got to the point early yesterday where I started reaching out to people, because you know me, I'm just a fool. I'm a court jester.
Right.
I'm not qualified for this.
I saw your tweet of I've taken this sort of as far as I can go. I need somebody else that's better at this than I am.
Yes.
Well, and your instinct is embezzle it. So it's like you're fighting against your own instinct.
I mean, half that has gone up his nose in one day.
Exactly.
Right? Well, Brad, you reached out to people, and other people are going to be helping you. Are you able to say yet who that is?
I'm not able to say yet, because... because I just want to make sure it's all good.
Yes,
I want to make sure it's all good before I announce anything, but I do want to emphasize to everyone who donated, first of all, thank you. Secondly, this I will make sure that this money is spent in a good way that you feel that people feel good about, because that's what they donated to. They donated to a great cause, and
people
that is
are
my
probably,
number one goal right now.
Probably going to wonder, okay, are you giving this all to the family? Is it going to go to bullying charities? How will it work?
Yeah, and that's what we're figuring out right now.
Okay.
Because at this point, I think Caden could buy Disneyland. I think he owns.
Yeah,
I think he owns Disney Plus. Yeah. And
at least Caden.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing if Caden bought Disneyland, because if a little person owns Disneyland, no more height requirements.
Right, every ride is available.
True.
Yeah, that is pretty.
You can
much
be too tall. Yeah. You can be too
that
tall.
That was Brad's main goal here. That's another Kickstarter.
Yeah. So I just like I said, I just want to emphasize that I'm talking with the right people. It's really crazy because GoFundMe is amazing to where they have a team in place, mm-hmm. that when an idiot like me has something that catches a little bit of fire, mm-hmm. they assign a team to your account.
Oh wow.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
So I've heard from them.
I'm glad because that
they're sure.
other responsible adults are involved now.
And Brad,
yes.
You must know how many conversations now are being started at home just from people that have found out about this, found out about the video, are watching it with their kids and actually having the conversation about bullying, which I think is at the very least the greatest thing that can come out of it, because it starts at home, period. A lot of these kids that are bullying have crap parents.
Yeah.
They just do.
Yeah.
Imagine being that mom, though, and having your son come home every day.
Can't bullying. Even imagine.
That's just a disaster.
Yeah. And there are some people that have said, oh, why did she videotape him? She should have been comforting him. But like that's, and my response to that is, A, like you said, you don't know if this is happening every day.
Yeah.
And also, if she doesn't videotape him, this doesn't happen. There isn't a conversation. There isn't a fundraiser. So many people are going to be affected in such a positive way because of her actions and because of Caden and because of the generosity of others. And that is all I can ask for. And I just want to make sure I do this kid right. And I just want to make sure that I make him happy, and I want to make sure that I make the people who donated happy. And that's all I'm trying to do.
Above all else, man, I think we all say the same thing, which is
good for you, Brad.
Thank you again for letting me use it twice.
You can follow Brad on Twitter @FunnyBrad. We appreciate your time today, Brad. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is time for What's Happening with Allie McKay.
And in this What's Happening every Friday, we do something a little different. We highlight our playlist that is called That's My Jam. We are going to link you at Kevin Mornings on all of our social media so you can follow along that playlist. And you're going to have new music in your ear holes from every member of Kevin Mornings
with Allie and Jensen
every single week, because we all have very different tastes in music. We don't get to choose the songs we play during the morning show.
Oh, no, I do. I do all the Chili Peppers
you
stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know that.
Also, his pick for today is Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I picked Three Doors Down.
So I did the one about the roller coaster, yeah.
I did the one about running up that hill. So, good times. What I'm saying here is we all like very different music, and maybe you're looking for something that's a little different, or it could be something that just came across our playlist, and we're like, that's my jam. Hence the name of the playlist, That's My Jam. Let's kick this off with Kevin's choice.
Mine is a singer-songwriter that came from the Bay Area, moved to Louisiana, New Orleans for a few years to go to school, quit college. He recorded a song called Bored in College.
Okay.
That featured a bunch of students, including Bella Thorne and a bunch of other celebrities that were like sort of identified with dropping out of college.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And now he is in Los Angeles. He has opened for Aaron Carter. He's opened for Atlas Genius, for Matt Kearney. He has a voice that sort of reminds me of Anderson .Paak.
Oh.
And this song is called Unlike.
Looking up a red light high, making sure that thinking that a broken life is the best to do. All in the flag.
inside what you gonna do. So unlike you, man. Know what you've been wanting me, yeah. Sitting in the back and please, yeah.
All right.
What's his name?
James Quick.
James Quick.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked him up. He is not the football wide receiver.
No, he's
out
not.
Of Louisville, Kentucky.
It can be sort of tough to find him. Yeah. I Googled him a bunch of different times. He's got like 1,000 followers on Twitter and on Instagram.
Wow.
Very, very small so far.
Excellent.
But I feel like he's got a huge future.
James Quick with Unlike.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And that's your get up on this.
Well, I have made no secret that Pup's latest album, Morbid Stuff, was my favorite album of last year.
What?
I love it. I love everything about it. So when I found out they were playing Coachella, I was like, oh, yes. More people can enjoy Pup like I do. And Golden Voice just put out their April events calendar where mm-hmm. they have a lot of the bands from Coachella play littler shows everywhere from the Roxy to the El Rey to Fox Pomona Glasshouse. And you get to see during the week in between Coachella, you get to see these bands that maybe you couldn't get to see at Coachella. Pup being one of them. Thank you, Golden Voice. They're going to be playing at the Fonda on April 16th. Tickets go on sale today.
Oh.
Which is why I am bringing this up, because I've added a couple of Pup songs to our playlist, and I'm just going to add another one because, again, their latest album, Morbid Stuff, is one of my favorite things. But this is Pup with Free at Last.
Pup.
You guys, on sale today, again, playing at the Fonda on April 16th. Was I a little upset that Idols is also playing that same night? Yes, but you know what that means, Golden Voice? You just do great work, because there are so many bands that I want to see that
Good
you're...
Good for you, Brad.
Brad over at Golden Voice, if you're listening. We love you. All right, Jensen, you were up next.
Kenny Beats out of Connecticut is a sort of viral beat maker. He's in the Cool Kids Club right now for hip-hop and EDM. And he has a YouTube series called The Cave, which is very interesting. He has rappers come over, and they just sit down and make a beat from scratch, and then they make music together, and then that song gets released. But what I wanted to focus on is a new album that Kenny Beats put out with rapper Denzel Curry. The album is called Unlocked. It is very good, and if you're into sort of 90s, 2000s, even like ODB or DMX, kind of aggressive rap stylings, it's up your alley. It's very good. And Denzel Curry is someone you should look into, too, if you like hip-hop, because he's a very good rapper. But together, they're even better. So this song, the album, whole album is only 18 minutes.
Wow.
Which is great. Oh. It's a small drive, so go check out Unlocked. Okay, so the titles of these songs are insane. Track 7, just called Track 7. There's another one, Take It Back, V2. I mean, it seems like they're almost using the computer file names.
Yeah,
so the one
generating.
That I, yeah, the one that I picked is Layup.M4A. And this is Denzel Curry and Kenny Beats.
Why I gotta go on tour to show that I'm going through stages? And why y'all talk about free smoke when none of y'all drinking don't say ish? Use a plain pitch. Body shame game. Aim is intense. Surfboard body. Boy, with your fish, it's on one hand, I'm a pharaoh. On the other hand, I'm a dildo. Franklin's on me, Los Santos. Diamonds on me, no Thanos. Too smooth like Lando. Turn a bike to a Lambo. Whipping chickens like it's Nando's. I'm post Gucci in a bando.
It's a wait up.
Sorry, I do not wait up.
Ball, just like a layup.
All right.
Anytime anyone references Dandos in a rap song, I will pick
said that for years.
Because that's my jam.
That has a very Donald Glover, Childish Gambino sweatpants vibe to me.
It's aggressive hip-hop, and it's very good.
I'm not positive how Muggs was able to do the robot for all three of those songs.
It's
but
really a gift.
And he did it without any of us really paying attention to him, which shows you how creepy of a man he is.
I might try to do it to my song.
Okay.
Hey, Muggs.
Hi, Allie.
What is your song?
Well, I got two guys with very similar names.
I got two guys.
Both hip-hoppers. hours, one more trap. You about that trap life, Kev? You all about that trap?
You know me.
Well, one guy by the name of Lil Baby.
Okay.
And the other, DaBaby.
Oh, this is
so we got
DaBaby.
Lil Baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
And DaBaby. You guys following along?
Okay, yes. I'm in.
Lil Baby, DaBaby.
Lil Baby, yes. DaBaby. All we're missing is Baby Spice, really, on this song. Mm.
Or Baby Herman from the Roger Rabbit song.
Imagine that.
Yes.
That'd
be
sweet.
A good track.
So they came out last year and they put out a single. And surprisingly enough, the title of the single is called
Grown Man.
Baby.
Baby. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
I've been going hard. It's going to be hard for you to talk that. I make it look easy, but it's richly oppressive. I'm really a millionaire still in the project. Baby putting on for the city. Baby, he the realest. Baby proud of got a couple million. Baby having 4 or 5 killers. Baby got children. Baby probably still a drug dealer. Baby ain't a trapper, he a rapper. Baby making classes. Baby in the hood getting at. Baby keep it real with his people. Baby like a preacher. Baby probably still say a reason.
Baby probably still got them bows. I told my bitch I'm faithful, but I still got the hoes. Baby getting jiggy on stage with the glizzy. Baby CEO, he shake the game like he did it. You would think it's Mardi Gras, got the bitches showing this. And I ain't throwing beads.
Allie had a very concerned look on her face.
Yeah, well,
If there's one thing I have learned while being here a year and a half, K-Rock fans are going to love that song.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Could the second rapper have maybe said to the first rapper, would it kill you to enunciate?
Right. Well, right. See, that's Lil Baby's style. The slurry, mumbly, drank a fifth of codeine kind of style. Mm-hmm.
He's more slurry.
He shouldn't be doing that if he's a baby.
Right. And DaBaby, he's your traditional, you can understand what he's saying.
Right,
sure.
Okay.
That's what I like about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very good contrast.
Okay.
And if you want to understand and see, rap that you can understand, really?
Yes.
Right.
DaBaby will be playing Coachella on Saturday.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, there you go.
So,
Who knows if Lil will come out. I don't know if Lil will stop by and mumble, but I hope they do that
song. We can only hope.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's your playlist. Again, that's my jam. Just go to @KevinMornings on all of our socials. You can find the playlist. Just hit follow. You're going to have like over 6 hours of music on there from all of us here at Kevin Mornings. It's a good time, you guys. It's a good time. Some birthdays for you. Ellen Page, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sophie Turner, Jordan Peele, Kumail Nanjiani.
Nice delivery.
That's how I introduce him when he wrestles.
I like it.
Cool.
That's what's happening.
Take a look at the weekend movies with the Movie Man next. Let's talk some weekend movies, shall we?
And now, it's time for the Weekend Movies!
Seems like there should be more there.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's such a great intro. Well done, you guys.
Thank you. We have a budget for you, so.
The Movie Man joins us again like he does every single Friday to talk movies. What do you got for us this week, Russ?
Well, it's another great week at the movie.
Oh, yes.
Sense sarcasm in February.
Well, it is. You're exactly right, in February. And here's the thing. People listening probably think, you know, we've had the Movie Man on for a few weeks. Segments, mostly marginal at best, right?
they're getting better, Russ.
Well, just wait till we have a good movie to talk about.
That would help.
How great this is going to be.
Sure.
When we have something to talk about. Instead of, say, Call of the Wild.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Now, wait. We do have to ask you, have you seen 20 minutes of it? Or any of it? Or
sure
all
have.
Of it? You've
oh,
seen
20
minutes.
Sure have.
Okay, because that's your new thing. You're going to watch it for 20 minutes at the very least. If you don't like it, then you leave. If you like it, you stay.
If it blows, you got to go.
Okay.
That's what we're going with.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I was there for more than 20 minutes.
Oh,
that's a little tease.
Okay.
Call of the Wild. Uh-huh. Now, you guys know this is based on the classic novel, right?
Sure.
So you got Buck the Dog's life. It's turned upside down when he's kidnapped from his California home, transplanted to Alaska, where he's abused and confused and finds his place on a mail delivery team, but it's not really until he meets the grizzled old man.
The crazy old man.
the two friends find each other and can finally find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip.
The Yukon is a dangerous place. You never know what's coming. I came up here because I didn't want to be around anyone. And then I met Buck. He was a dog like no other. He'd been spoiled.
Out! Come on, Buck!
And he'd suffered.
Come on!
be broken.
Jesus, back down on that music already.
Just a little bit.
It's swelling. Oh, he suffered. It's beautiful. I will say this before you give your review. I saw the trailer and I said to myself, this is the Ally trifecta. You've got Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford seems like he's putting forth every effort he has just to say a sentence.
You've got a dog.
Right.
And there's a bear in the trailer. This is for me. This movie is for me. Go ahead. What did you think, Russ?
That's the trifecta of terror. What trifecta is that that works for
that's
you?
That's the trifecta of Ally.
That's me. That's all the things I love.
Well, here's what we know. Okay. We know that Harrison Ford has become Clint Eastwood.
Yes, that's
right. Just growls through every line. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's terrible. He doesn't feel good. That dog, Bucky's. All right, so you got that. But here's what I'm going to say. It certainly ain't great, but it's not terrible either.
All right.
If you can get past the fact that the computer-generated dog never looks right.
Oh, no, really?
No.
Never looks
just
quite right.
Just a little
right.
off?
And here's the thing. I sat there for at least 25 minutes because I figured,
wow,
because some movies, you can settle into it.
Right, yes. You get used
to it. This dog looks effed up, but that's okay because the story's going to take over and it's going to be fine.
Right.
Not so much. You never get over the fact that the dog's jacked up. But the story, you know, the family's going to be fine with it. It's not terrible.
Okay.
It's okay. Here's the thing. I'm in,
okay.
But it only gets 2.5 biscuits.
Two and a half biscuits.
Oh, Russ.
Biscuits.
Yeah, we get it.
We heard it. Yeah.
All right. Let's move this along,
all right.
Shall we?
Okay.
Because a young family's new home turns terrifying after they discover a creepy doll.
Yep.
In Brahms the Boy 2. Here's a clip.
Who's this handsome chap?
Brahms.
How'd you come up with that?
He tells me all sorts of things.
You okay?
I just think it's all a little bit creepy.
It's just a whisper first.
Something is happening to him.
He knew your boy would find him.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. That sounds great, doesn't it?
It does
Kevin
to me.
Yes.
It does
How?
To me.
It sounded terrible.
Look, a lot of the movies that I see could either be great or terrible.
Yeah.
You don't know until you go.
Yeah.
Russ, did you see this?
Of course not.
Okay.
Don't
be ridiculous. Okay,
please.
But Kevin, this is a standalone sequel to the 2016 film The Boy, which I'm sure you remember that one.
I don't at all. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
Yeah, me neither.
Didn't even remember.
Me neither. But it does. It's about a creepy doll, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it stars Katie Holmes.
Yes, as the mom. Yeah.
That's got to be terrible, right? It's got to be awful.
Look, I can't defend it because it could be. I'm just saying I'm going to go.
It's not going to be good.
Are you going to go?
It's very possible that it's not going to be good.
Kevin,
and Russ is
sure
right.
Mm-hmm.
Russ, if I go and I don't like it, I will admit that to you on Twitter.
Excellent. And I can't wait to hear it. Now, there's a couple other movies opening in theaters. Two of those we don't care much about. How about Impractical Jokers, the movie?
Yeah,
we saw it.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
We saw that movie.
It is pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had the guys on the show.
We did,
right?
Yes, we did.
Earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm not sure I understand about this movie. So they've done 200 TV shows, and they're impractical jokers, so I'm assuming that they do jokes impractically. I've never seen it.
Right. You're the perfect reviewer.
Yeah.
Did we need a movie to recap the 200 TV shows? What is it?
They're all new. They're all new impractical jokes that they do. But there is a movie within the movie. It's a start of a movie, then impractical jokes, and then they button it up at the end. It takes you on a real journey. I'm going to say see it.
Okay, some brand new paint. That's what you're saying.
It was lovely.
All right. All right. Well, there you go. There are your movies for the weekend. I'm saying Sonic the Hedgehog, still going to be a number one, going to destroy everything else. I do think Call of the Wild will do pretty good. But if I have to recommend a movie, which it seems like I sure have been overly negative,
Brahms the Boy too.
Brahms the Boy too. Hey, guys, again, think how good this is going to be in a few weeks when we have The Invisible Man.
It will be great.
No Time to Die. Black Widow. Yeah.
That'll be a good time for all of us.
So good.
Just so you know, Brahms, be worse. Just so you know, Brahms the Boy has not been screened for any critics. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's so a terrible sign. That's good. You know that's good. Yeah.
Okay. You can catch the movie, man. You could get.
I'm
some
just saying that's a great excuse for me not to go.
It's
thank
not great.
You.
Right. You could catch the Movie Man Friday mornings on ABC7 and on Twitter at 6 Second Reviews. Thank you, Russ. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, you
see
guys.
You.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to this weekend's movie.
We do a lot of phone topics, and sometimes we get more calls than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, Allie's already limping into this one.
She's limping into it.
Yeah.
We were actually almost not going to do it until Omar said, oh, our audience will call all day on that.
Right.
Remember? So we're blaming Omar
now. It's Omar's fault.
So you...
Please call now.
Just without even hearing the subject. Just call in.
No, it's important that they hear the subject.
Okay, fair enough.
You were shot. Okay, but listen.
There's a caveat.
You were shot.
Yes.
But it was funny.
Like, in a funny way.
Right.
You were shot in a funny way.
Yes.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067.
It's not like a drive-by where someone really gets injured.
Yes. Or that you died. We don't want to hear from anyone
We don't want to hear from anyone dead.
Yes. All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You were shot, but it was funny.
Like we just were talking about Plaxico Burress.
Yes, he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And the New York Giants.
And the Giants, right.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then he was in a nightclub and he was walking upstairs and he felt his gun slip from his... Did he have sweatpants
he
on,
was
I
wearing
think?
Sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his gun slipped, and he reached down to grab it and apparently hit the trigger, and it shot him.
Yeah.
And he didn't even realize, according to him, he didn't even realize at first that he was hit.
Yeah.
He was just looking around to make sure nobody else was hit.
Right.
That is funny.
That's hilarious.
So,
come on, Allie.
That's what we're looking for.
You shot yourself.
But it's funny.
But it's funny.
Or someone shot you, and it's funny.
Correct.
We had a vice president.
That's right.
Shot in the face.
He shot someone in the face.
And
Dick
then, Cheney. Didn't Dick Cheney's friend come out and apologize to Dick Cheney?
Yes, Dick Cheney.
For being in the wrong place?
He's a good dude. I was standing in the wrong spot. It's incredible.
Our vice president shot a guy in the face.
Yes.
That was funny.
So
you were shot.
But hilarious.
But it was funny.
Oh, God.
That's what we're looking
for.
1-800-520-1067. Because Omar knows our audience.
He does. He understands that we have people who have lived, survived something extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Some of them not smart.
But now they can look back.
Yes. And laugh.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
Yes.
Oh, no. We lost two of the callers.
So we don't...
They were shot. They got shot while...
We lost all of the calls.
They all got shot while we were talking.
Do you think they were all on the line? They were like, oh, wait, it's supposed to be funny? Okay, never mind.
Right. I was on life support for 3 weeks. Oh, that's not funny.
All right. So you were shot...
But funny.
Oh, God.
Allie, you don't think we'll get...
I mean, it's slowly trickling in.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to happen for us.
I hope it does.
1-800-520-1067.
Please call now.
You were shot.
But funny.
Funny. Next.
Uh-huh.
All right, just ahead of Linkin Park, let's take one phone call. Diamond is a crazy person from La Puente who calls us on a lot of different topics.
Yes, and when you there are things like this a lot.
So you shot yourself, but
no.
It was funny.
Record,
what?
No, in my defense, it was not me who shot myself. My brother shot me and then shot himself.
And this is not. This is with a.
But
a
it was
gun.
Funny. There's a funny
wait,
part.
Hold on. This is with a gun.
A baby gun.
Right.
Oh, a baby
okay,
gun.
Good.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right. We'll accept it.
So he shot you. Where did he shoot you?
In my foot.
Right.
Okay.
And then where did he shoot himself?
In his hand, and the bullet is actually still in his hand to this day. And this was like 20 years ago.
And by bullet, you mean BB?
The BB. The BB. Yeah. The pellet.
Okay.
The pellet.
All right. And your brother is he's a good citizen now. He's not doing this.
I mean, it ruined his hand modeling career.
Yeah. And also, it's tough to fly, I'm sure.
This is the one that actually confused Elvis to still be our grandpa.
Right.
He was 16.
Yeah, yeah. Diamond, so. Diamond, yeah, you've lived a life, man.
Wow. Your family.
You've clearly lived it.
We just need to do a day with Diamond, yeah. I think.
More like a day with my brother.
Okay. Right. That's true.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You were shy, but
it was funny.
All right, we are taking calls. It's a world-famous K-Rock and Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is 8:33. Dan is calling from West Hills. We're talking about you were shot, but
funny.
It was funny.
Hilarious, even.
Dan.
Yeah, it was real funny.
Okay. Thank God.
1980, I don't know, late 80s, okay. It was middle school. Mm-hmm. We lived next to an orchard, and the water culvert was a perfect-shaped concrete half-pipe.
Oh, nice.
So we'd go skateboard in there all the time, mm-hmm. run, yell, whatever. But instead of calling the cops like he usually did, one day we were there and he shot me in the butt with a salt pellet.
Oh, shot you in the butt with a salt pellet?
Help explain
right
what
through
a salt
my pants,
what's
right
a
into
salt
my butt.
Pellet.
It stung. It's like a BB or a pellet, you know,
okay.
Like in a pellet gun.
It's not like a tastier one or whatever, right?
Tastier.
Okay. I was like, oh, no.
And it hurt, and it embeds in under your skin and all that. And I didn't tell my parents because I've been yelled at many times for doing it.
Right.
And so it sat there for like, it stung for a good week.
Yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't funny then, but I guess maybe now.
Yeah. I
think we can say it's funny now.
I think it's funny now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think we can make that proclamation. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's go to Ruben. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Quick question up top. Is it funny?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Okay. All right.
It was, you know, it was funny at the time, but when you're drunk, everything kind of gets funny.
Sure.
Right.
But we have a big rural area ranch, and my buddy, we get drunk and we start shooting guns over
That's
here.
That's what you should do.
That's what you do.
That is the advice.
Now, Ruben, you would be the first call with a real gun. This is a real gun.
This is a 9mm.
Yep. That's a real gun.
Yeah, and I guess sometimes bullets don't, you know, they land wherever they land, but when it's pointed at a rock, you know, sometimes they like to come back at you.
Yes, in the industry we call it a ricochet. Yes.
Sure, in the industry?
In the gun industry, yeah.
Yeah, it turns out it really, really hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So your
right.
friend shot a rock and it ricocheted into you?
Yeah, right in my arm.
Oh, no.
Arm. In your arm's
yeah.
arm.
Yeah, we ended up digging it out, you know, of my arm, but it still required some stitches and some care.
Did you do your stitches on your own?
On your own drunk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. You know, it was just kind of that glue
Everything stuff. About this guy's shaky.
But I will tell you.
Ruben is shaky.
But I will tell you, in the end, it's funny. Yeah, he's right.
That's true, yeah.
He's right.
All right, let's go to Ryan.
Yes.
In Columbia, Tennessee.
Oh, streaming.
Thank you for streaming, Ryan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, born and raised in California.
Nice.
I'll keep the backstory short.
Okay.
I made my own .22 rifle and commenced to shoot my thumb right through the center of, like, the end of my thumb.
Wait, how do you make your own rifle?
You're like the Martha Stewart of firearms.
I had a neighbor who worked at, like, a pipe steel supply place, and he was dumb enough to give me a barrel for a gun, fully knowing what I was going to do with it at, like, 15 years old.
Wow. Right.
That happened.
And so,
I'm
wait,
sorry.
And wait, so Ryan,
did you say that happened?
Did you shoot yourself while making it, or this was when you were done playing with it?
Well, no, I mean, yeah, I'd already made it.
Yes.
But yeah, I was just kind of screwing in the garage. Luckily, I didn't shoot anyone.
Did
else
you shoot your thumb
yeah,
off?
Yeah. What's the shape of the thumb now?
Oh no. Okay, so the 22 is not too big. It's only like I don't know a couple centimeters.
Neither is your thumb. How big
yeah,
of a thumb
I mean,
do you have?
I mean, no, it was like a good-sized hole through my thumb. I had to hide it from my parents, so they didn't know.
How do you hide a hole in your thumb from your parents?
Mittens.
You just bandage it up. Yeah, you make something up. I hurt myself on my skateboard.
All right.
Wow.
Well, congrats to you and your thumb.
I accept that. That is funny. We're going to go with that as being funny. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Kevin in Anaheim. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin. How's it going, man?
It's going well, Kevin. How are you?
Oh, my God.
I mean, good, Kev.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Right?
Kevin.
All right. You were shot. It was funny.
Yes. I was shot. It was funny. It was a good time.
Okay.
So, growing up in Anaheim, near an orchard where they grew trees and stuff.
Wait,
that kind of
wait
orchard.
A minute.
Yes.
Slow down.
I'm following him, so keep moving.
Okay.
So a friend in the neighborhood had a hole in the fence that we'd go through into the orchard from his backyard, and we'd build dirt BMX jumps and dig in the roads, and they get mad because they'd have to fill the holes in, and when they would catch us, they would shoot us with a salt gun. Mm-hmm. And we'd fully get little welts on us, and you could totally tell you've been shot by a salt gun.
Yeah, that salt gun hurts.
Salt gun. Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying assault gun. Like an assault gun.
No, you know, no. As kids, we used to get shot with an AR-15 every couple of days.
Why is he so calm?
We're the OG, you know, battlefield kids. You know, yes. we took shots from a young age.
Yeah, no, you lived that life.
We're hardcore.
Congratulations.
And luckily, in the end, that is
funny. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. We had to take us to see Incubus with 311 and Bad Flower coming up within 10 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock. You win at 9, noon, 3, 6, and 9. Allie is here now. What's happening?
Let's send a little love towards Eric Stone Street right now.
Okay.
Friend of the show. We love him so much. He's been having a great run of things. First of all, his Kansas City Chiefs just won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Huge deal for him. But today is the final day of filming on the show Modern Family.
He's been posting stuff every day.
Yes.
With that same country
Trace
song.
Atkins song. Yes. You're going to miss
this. If they only gave that show a chance.
They didn't give it a chance.
Got
they,
to build an audience.
Yeah. They're like, listen, we're finally calling it 11 seasons. Mm-hmm. You guys, 11 seasons. It's absolutely unheard of. But they are filming their final episode, their final scenes on the show Modern Family today. The season finale will be April 8th. But if you don't follow Eric Stone Street on Instagram, just do, because the videos he's been posting with the same song by Trace Atkins, you're going to miss this. And then he just shoots it with his face in the front, just kind of looking at the camera, sad, but hopeful, delightful,
but sad.
Yet he's going through something. Mm-hmm. And then in the background are everyone from the other characters that you know on the show, to cast and crew, to hair and makeup. So he's giving a little time to each kind of person on the show that meant a lot to him over 11 seasons.
As you know, I've pitched the ending of Modern Family many times on this show.
Don't want to hear it because it's awful. Do you want to share it, Jensen?
Well, Manny dies in the final episode is the pitch that I've given numerous times here on the show. And
how?
I think it
how?
Hit by a car.
Hit
and
by
I
car.
Think I think that that is the best because it really does bring the family together.
Okay.
Wow.
And then they can look at the camera and be like, that's a Modern Family. Do you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. I pitched it, so if it's taken, you guys know where it came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do it that way, but okay.
Yeah, at the end, they all just break and say, and that's a Modern Family. That's how they end it.
Yes.
Jensen, how do you do it?
Thank you.
How
TV writer.
Do you
Emmy nominated.
Do it.
Yeah.
Woo! Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin, you admitted something.
Yes.
Just like we all did on when we came back to work on Tuesday. Monday was a holiday. You admitted, Jensen, that you had become a TikTok head.
Yes.
You're now a TikToker. Mm-hmm. I admitted that I watched the whole slew of shows available on Netflix called Love is Blind. I'm embarrassed about it. New episodes came out yesterday. I was ready. I've watched them. Now I
really?
Just have to wait for the season finale, find out what happens. But you admitted something embarrassing as well, that you've been watching The Bachelor.
I mean, it's on.
Okay, Destiny.
Yeah, it's odd. I hate it.
Yeah, you actively
and yet
seek it
out. And somehow I find it on my TV.
Okay.
And I hate it.
So you know the rumor that I brought to you last week or the week before about how possibly he doesn't pick any of the ladies. Why?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's in love with the producer from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, hear me out, Ray J.
Okay.
You might care. This is a woman with the last name of La Placa.
So they're already, like, pushing her out there?
No. This is a new story I'm bringing to you. Her name is Julie La Placa.
Okay.
And there have been pictures of her on New Year's Eve with this guy, Peter, the Bachelor.
What?
And his family at Carmine's Italian restaurant in New York City. A photo posted by Peter's father. So the dad is in on this. The dad likes this young lady named Julie La Placa. Well, guess what happened yesterday, you guys? Taken yesterday. Just kidding. Taken Wednesday around 3 p.m. in Westlake Village, California. Big ups, Westlake Village. 805 also,
no,
818.
Can't do that.
Okay. Peter Weber was seen dancing and sharing a bottle of wine Have I had some? With Julie LaPlaca and his mother, Barbara.
Yeah, I mean, they're dating.
Oh, that's gross.
And his mother, no, well, no.
What?
She was just there to have a drink with her son and Julie LaPlaca. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in a trailer for this season, his mother, Barbara, is seen crying and telling her son, quote, "Don't let her go home. Bring her home to us."
What? All right,
the words were too loud at the end.
That works.
"Don't let her go. Bring her home to us."
And
unclear who she's talking about in the clip, but it sounds
none
like
of the contestants.
Julie LaPlaca.
Interesting.
You guys, scandalous, right?
There's only three left. And his choice last week was straight stupid.
Yeah, you hated her.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So really, there's two left, possibly. One
correct.
Is someone that,
one's
that the producers just
out of
wanted.
Her mind.
And
right.
A producer.
Yeah. And a producer.
Okay, so.
I don't care.
Ray, 1 second. Okay,
Ray,
so
Ray, hold on.
Here's the thing. Uh-huh. The answer's no. So I'm even giving you the answer before I say
the answer's no?
I'm giving you the answer before
okay,
I question.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here's the question.
Okay, no.
Thank you.
Next topic.
Isn't this the moment it's supposed to jump the shark? A producer is going to take away all of the things.
I certainly think so.
It won't.
People, oh, no.
Because people love the garbage of it.
Yeah.
That's actually going to help it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
are
like
you kidding?
Scripted good now. It's, yeah. It just.
I plead guilty to that.
I know.
Listen, I used to be able to judge you. Until this dating blind show on Netflix.
This radio person is the whole problem.
We really are. At least we're not watching TikTok videos all day.
Listen,
we're not that
wholesome
lame.
Fun, man. Wholesome fun.
We're not that lame.
So we'll see what happens with Peter Weber and Julie LaPlaca.
So he has two roses left and he just goes, none of you.
Oh, no, they've got to go to the season finale where he's supposed to propose to
someone.
And then
he doesn't.
And then he says to the first lady, listen, it's not you, blah, blah, blah. So you're like, oh, it's the second lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes out and he's like, psych, it's not you either. I love Julie LaPlaca.
And then he walks behind the camera and brings her out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, my God, I didn't know this would happen. I'm here for all the right reasons, mostly my paycheck and the great insurance.
Holy crap!
I don't know what to believe anymore. Can we believe in love?
I mean, not on this show, no.
No,
it's an absurd show.
We've addressed that there have been more successful marriages from Dancing with Celebrity or whatever.
Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Than there has been from The Bachelor. I mean, this is not a show you go to for the right reasons.
No, it's not tied and true.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Tried and true. Or Tried and True.
Tried and True would be a good name for a dating
actually
show.
Look, it's stupid.
Spin-off
it's stupid.
Bachelor.
I just wish I didn't watch it.
Right.
But it's incredibly dumb.
I'm going to tell you this.
He's in love with all four women, if you believe last week.
But he's not because we think he's dating
not
a producer.
In love with any of them.
Right. No, because.
Oh, this is outrageous.
Freaking Julie LaPlaca.
What?
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. What if at the end she's like, no, I was just his handler, his producer for the show. That's why I'm everywhere with him.
Or he's dating
his mom.
The mom! You got it, Kev!
Yes!
That's also good.
He's dating his own mother?
Yes!
Yes!
Isn't that crazy?
Why?
That's going to get people to watch.
That's incest.
Oh.
I don't know that they've gotten to that point yet.
Right. They got time.
They're still going
out. Recording.
That was gross of you, Allie, to think.
You're disgusting.
No, that was gross of you.
I didn't say.
You're the person who thought it already happened.
Right, Jensen and I have pure minds.
We're saying at least it'll take some time.
They're dating.
Get to know each other.
Yes.
I hate everyone in this room. Not you, Destiny. You're fine. Some birthdays for you. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sophie Turner, Jordan Peele, Ellen Page, and Kumail Nanjiani. And that's what's happening.
You know what we need to do is keep it 100.
Oh, right.
Which we do Fridays at this time. You can text us at 1-800-520-1067. You request a song. If it's in our library and your texts are 100, we will play the song. And here are some of the songs that you've picked in the past week.
It's the end of the world.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067.
And, can we remind people that this has a stake attached to
it? I mean,
we
do have a veto.
We do.
We can veto your pick, and Veto's choice then gets to choose what the song is.
But
so
we only have one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then for the rest of the year, we can't challenge anything.
But each of us have one. So.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So 1-800-520-1067. You text and we'll play the song next.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. KROQ.
It's time for Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
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 I'ma keep it 100.
You know what? There's only one Texter 100. Mm-hmm. But before we get to Texter 100, we've got to talk about who just barely missed out. Manny from LA, 311. Come original.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it 100.
Yeah, it's good.
He did not make it. He was 99. Mm-hmm. And also just missing out, poor Tony from Beverly Hills. But he's in Beverly Hills, so he's probably doing okay. Mm-hmm. It's We're In This Together. Nine Inch Nails. Both great songs,
both
you guys.
Great songs.
Not
but again,
no,
there can
not.
Only be one Texter 100, and that is Francisco.
From East Los Angeles. Good morning, Francisco.
What's up, Kevin, Ali, Thor?
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
You were Texter 100. What you got big plans for the weekend?
Just banging, chilling.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so into you, Francisco.
Okay.
Texter 100.
Yeah.
I love it. And your request is?
Well, I'm from East LA, and there's only one good band from there. This is Los Lobos, La Bamba.
I'm feeling
yes,
no. Well, hold on.
Francisco!
Well, we know.
Wow,
we
that's
know,
loud.
Okay.
Nice.
We know for sure we are not getting a veto from one person.
What
oh,
if I vetoed it? I could veto it. I could
not,
be. I could use
not.
My veto right now
you
and play it. Rage. Right?
Oh my God! Is he doing it?
My God!
Are you doing
did.
It?
You did.
He did it. He did it.
Yeah!
the most in studio reaction
I've ever seen here.
Okay, let's walk them through what just happened.
Great.
Allie could not have been more excited about La Bamba.
It was a bit of a surprise to her.
It is a movie that I watch once a month.
She talks about it every day.
I love La Bamba so much. I love Los Lobos so much.
Yeah. So, but we have one veto each.
For the whole year.
And I thought it would be to ban a bad song.
Right,
that was the goal.
Right.
Instead, I saw the opportunity to break your heart.
You are soul crusher.
It was beautiful.
I couldn't help myself.
Her reaction, if you would have seen her face.
Yes.
She was.
It's a definition of crestfallen because I wasn't understanding what was happening.
Because when he said La Bamba, you went, yeah! And both hands up.
She stood up.
I don't know if I've been happier.
Right.
I was Bob. You killed my brother.
So for those who don't know, Kevin then used the veto and played a Rage Against the Machine song. So his veto is now used for the entire year.
I did not realize that that's what we would end up using it for.
I can't imagine there
just
being a better one. Yeah, can't be a better one, but that it was a perfect usage.
Wow.
Perfect. Now I'm out.
Out.
It was, I'm not going to say it was awful.
It was fantastic.
One of the greatest moments I've ever experienced.
Because
I have never experienced, it must be what heroin's like.
You were at the mountaintop?
That's high of a high.
Right to the valley.
It was incredible.
You were so upset.
You dick.
Keep it 100.
We'll do it again next week.
Guys, it bums me out that we do the show 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and people don't get to hear it all.
In the future, there's got to be some scientific way for people to go back and listen to stuff they missed.
I'm sure science would work, but I think I'm just going to rap about it.
We've come to another close of the week, my friends, so let me break it down for you as it officially ends. We figured out that timeshares take all of your money, and Practical Jokers and Whitmer Thomas brought the funny, and Kevin saw skydivers' life end up tragic. It's sad is when I got cut from Peter Rabbit. Allie washes pillows and where do I begin? We spent an hour talking about if you could eat potato skin. And we talked to people who lived but got shot. And Wendy Williams said,
clap if you think he's hot.
We played bad singing from the great Chaka Khan. And you can lie about your college when applying for a job. My wife and I daily walk into Starbucks. Yep. She gets bad looks with a competitor's cup. And the Lucha Libre horse got to fly first class. If you missed that, download the podcast.
They don't need their name known forever. They just want to be rid of young Mr. McGregor.
Quite a week. Quite a week.
Quite a bizarre week. All right. Allie, you all right?
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It was...
You okay?
It was brilliant, Kevin. It was maybe one of your finest moments.
I have to be honest. It was quite satisfying.
Yeah. No, it absolutely... Kudos to you. Right. I didn't know that so many people listening to the radio could actually hear a person's soul leave their body.
Right.
But they did, and that's fine. It's fine.
Jules on Twitter says, just like Trump, Kevin has subverted the pardon process.
How dare you?
Wow.
And the Keep It 100 veto, he's also subverted. The world will never be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I got to tell you, I didn't see the veto being used like that. When we came up with the rule, it was for Fireflies. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it was for Fireflies, robots. I mean, we knew where we were going with it, but we never would have predicted.
It didn't occur to me that,
audible,
I could use it to break someone else's heart.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. It's only an iconic song from an iconic movie.
Sure.
About a local hero. Listen, his brother Bob, very sad. It's fine.
All good.
It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you have a legal duty now to do the news, so.
We cool?
Oh, we're cool.
Okay.
Did I, like, for a minute there, really hate Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
I can't hold it against them.
It's not their fault.
No. It's not their
fault.
You
hated.
Mm-mm. I hated you.
Me.
Don't shoot the messenger, but funny.
Yeah.
Callback.
I wish there was video of my incredible joy. Just, and then the realization, because it took a minute.
Yeah, about a minute.
As I'm
it
not
It seemed
hearing,
like a minute to you. It took about seconds. 6 seconds. Yeah.
For when I thought I was going to hear, that was Los Lobos, La Bamba. But instead, I'm like, wait, what is, I don't even, why is he, what?
Rejected!
And then I realized,
using my veto.
Use your veto. Kevin, very impressive.
But now I have 10 more months.
Yeah,
no veto.
Yeah, but.
I hope I'm gonna have to count on YouTube. Flowbots all the time. I'll be like, that's my favorite song. Let's play it. One guy on Twitter said, if everybody doesn't call in for La Bamba next week, we riot. Right. And I appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, someone else in here.
Oh, Jensen. I mean.
I'd rather die.
That might be what really sends me over the edge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm on the cusp.
Right.
Any minute now.
Well, right. That's when Thor shows up.
But Thor is good. Thor helps people.
We'll have to see.
That's what we think.
We'll have to see.
If Thor knows what's good for him.
All right. Mm-hmm. Jensen, may I?
If Thor knew how really satisfying it was.
Yeah.
Back to you.
God, we were going to hear Los Lobos on K-Rock. Mm. Like, what a great kick off the weekend song.
Yeah, I mean, we still may at some point.
Yeah, one day. Mm-hmm.
Literally, if you go to my Instagram last night, I posted a story about La Bamba.
And that therein lies worse. The problem.
Makes it worse.
There's the problem right there.
Hopefully someone requests the Peaky Blinders theme song next.
Well, it would be great. It's Nick Cave.
Right.
Anyway.
Hey, what's happening?
Do you mind if I take a moment of what's happening to update us on an Eat It or Beat It?
I don't care.
Sure.
KFC has announced that its Kentucky Fried Chicken and Donuts meal will be released nationwide beginning Monday the 24th, you guys. Yes.
Good update.
First tested in Virginia and Pittsburgh eateries, and it found success. I believe we were all Eat-Its on that one.
We were all Eat-Its, yes.
Yeah, a chicken filet between two warm glazed donuts.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes, please.
It does sound perfect. Mwah.
Sounds excellent. Maybe not so excellent. What are your thoughts on Peeps?
I am a Peeps head.
I love Peeps.
Peeps all day.
And look, I don't even love marshmallows.
I'm a sugar fiend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not a Peeps fan.
Really?
It's just straight sugar and it's too much.
Really?
Yeah.
What about when they're a little bit stale and hard?
Love it.
Yeah, me too.
They're better then. They're better.
Oh, Peeps are here. Christine just brought in Peeps.
Why does she have Peeps?
Because she knew how much I liked them. Last time they were here, I ate them all.
All right. Gift. 7-Eleven now has a Peeps Slurpee. It's just been added.
Wow.
It's a dark red, purplish color, and one person who tried it says, it tastes like sour sugar. You're like, that's not what you want. It's not how you want it described.
I do feel like that's what it would taste like, though.
Yeah.
I think that seems right.
Yeah.
I'm eating Peeps.
Yeah. Have you ever played Chubby Bunny with Peeps?
Chubby Bunny?
Yeah. You have to put as many in your mouth and keep saying Chubby Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I did that in elementary school with a friend who wound up dying.
I can't do that. Yeah. I'm on a cleanse.
Wound up dying.
Yeah, choked. And we were like...
Died by Peeps.
Yeah, and we're like, you lost. And that was sad. But rest in peace, Jenny.
Rest in peace, female.
She didn't die. I'm just still thinking about Richie.
I mean...
Richie!
How many Peeps can I have during a What's Happening?
Are you actually eating these? These look huge. What kind are they?
They're pretty big.
They are strawberry cream marshmallow hearts for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on now. I didn't realize there's marshmallow in there.
Okay. You didn't realize there's marshmallow in a peep? Wait, do you not know what Peeps are, Kevin?
That's all the Peeps are, dude.
He's walking back over to the mic. What do you think?
Good.
No, this is ASMR. Keep going.
Vito Kevin is a much different man.
Pretty sweet.
They are pure sugar.
Mm-hmm.
There's Peeps just flying all over the mic.
A little,
wow.
A little too sweet.
A little too sweet.
And
for
if
you.
I'm saying that,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Back to you.
I'm on three.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about
that. I'm
on
a Peeps cleanse.
Yeah, that cleanse really did some damage, mm-hmm. is all I'm saying. Guys. RuPaul's going to pop up on Showtime. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars will be on Showtime this summer in
The
Cabler is calling a special edition. It's an 8-episode season, June 5th, mm-hmm. and it will follow Drag Race 12 season on VH1, which takes place February 28th. So, RuPaul, you can find him anywhere, apparently, which is good stuff. Guys, huge apologies to Kumail Nanjiani. We have been wishing him a happy birthday all morning long.
Right, because we love him.
And he tweeted, hey, not my birthday.
Oh.
Wikipedia is wrong. To which I say, are you sure, Kumail? I feel like it is your birthday.
Let's double check that.
So I did. I called all hospitals in the area where he was born.
Okay.
I'd Google it right now, but let's just say I called all hospitals mm-hmm. and areas he was born. It's his birthday, so happy birthday, Camille. You don't even know where you were born.
On
you
his
don't
birthday.
Even know where you were born.
Okay.
Which is such a birthday move, right? Mm-hmm. He can say it's not my birthday for right. all the people that already bought him gifts, and then on whatever his fake birthday is, he'll right. be like, no, this is my real birthday, and get more gifts. I'm on to you, Camille.
He's like a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
You and your new bod. Right? All working out and buff.
As I eat another peep.
Now you can tell us when your birthday is? No. No.
I mean, I feel like maybe he knows. No?
I don't know. You don't hear Jordan Peele like, hey guys, it's not my birthday. Chill out.
Right.
So happy birthday, Jordan Peele. Sophie Turner's not like, hey guys, it's not my birthday. She's British.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt and Ellen Page also possibly have a birthday today.
Yes.
Although we're not sure of any of them.
Who knows?
That's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. Your drive home today, listen to Strikers and Klein's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
We have suffered.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Obviously.
Roll another one.
Put it in my belly.
Just like the other one.
Well, it smells amazing.
This one seems to be about quit.
Stinky.
And I need another hit.
Clap if this sounds like a show you'd be interested in.
Clap if you think that's too much baggage, a 27-year-old virgin man.
Clap if you put a little sausage in your stuffing.
Clap if you don't mind a hologram.
Roll another one.
Millennials are so stupid.
Just like the other one.
This is where Jensen gets dumb.
This one seems to be about
this. I believe in you.
And I don't have another cent.
You remind me today of a small Mexican chihuahua.
About that.
Well, just pass it on down.
Wow. It was just an endless parade of suffering with no one offering any help. It was like the Flint, Michigan of broadcast.
The question is on the motion to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted.
It is not hyperbole to say that that was my Vietnam. I close my eyes, I can still hear the screams.
Of happy children?
Yeah, you hear them too?
I've been around the world, rodeo, go-go, and six county fairs. You know, I laugh, joke, smoke dope, jump rope, bull, lollygag. But I ain't never met a bitch that I'd like to do anything with.
Yeah!
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.